Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Hypnosis is something we have all heard about, but most of us don't have a full understanding of how hypnosis can help heal us. Hypnosis is an effective way to reset the structure of our thoughts, especially thoughts that are attached to fears, behaviors, habits, and routines that we want to change. My guest today is the inspiring and wonderful Dr. Diane Haspel-Johnson. She's a nationally renowned expert who runs a private hypnotherapy practice and helps her clients overcome chronic challenges, including sleep issues, pain, health issues, anxiety, depression, motivation, couples work, life path, and creativity issues. And overall general stress and anything else that is going on in your life. Diane is here to help us understand what hypnosis really is, what it isn't, and why it works. Dr. Diane Haspel-Johnson, welcome to the show. So honored to have you with us.
It's an honor to be here, Erica. This is my favorite topic, so it's great to be able to talk to you about it.
Yes, and I know firsthand that you are the one expert that I would ever point anybody to if they were looking to understand hypnosis and undergo hypnosis. So can you tell the audience a little bit about really how it helps people overcome these challenges?
Yeah, thanks so much, Erica. I appreciate those kind words. Yeah, you know, I've been doing hypnosis for about 20 years, and I have taught a lot of hypnosis for probably the last decade and sat on some boards. And I thought a lot about really helping people to understand how hypnosis is a tool for empowerment and how it can make a big difference in people's lives. So one of the things that I sort of start with people that I'm working with is explaining to them what it is and what it isn't, like you were saying. And I think, first of all, a lot of people think that hypnosis is sort of like this really out there thing or magical, or they think of it really as the formal trance state. And I think it's important to understand that hypnosis is a naturally occurring phenomenon, and it's a talent that everybody has. Yeah. And you know, people go in and out of hypnosis sort of all the time. So if you understand what it is, it really can empower you to make choices about where you're focusing your attention and the impact that that has. Because hypnosis is really also sort of happens conversationally. It happens in our experiences in the world. And so I think it's really important to understand just sort of that it's a way of focusing attention. And it really comes down in a way to the stories that we tell ourselves and the stories that are out there and what we perceive the truth to be.
Right. And so for people listening out there, like when you're saying that we already are in hypnosis every day, can you give an example of like maybe something we do every day, even subconsciously, that is like hypnosis or that we are under a hypnotic kind of state of being?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. So, I mean, I think like it's easy for people to understand that when you're watching a movie, for instance, or reading a really good book, you know, you can become really absorbed in that experience. It's as though the time just seems to shift, and it's like, oh, I was just sitting there for 2.5 hours watching a movie, but you're so absorbed that you almost feel like you're part of it, and you sort of lose yourself in it, and there's this sort of sense that everything sort of moves automatically, right? You're having these experiences.
Yes.
If there's an action scene, your heart rate might speed up, or if it's like something that's sort of like really, so I think when people get absorbed in that way and they focus their attention, that can be sort of a transporting experience. Mm-hmm. By the same token, when people tell themselves, you know, have negative thoughts, tell themselves stories about themselves, I can't do it, I'm a failure, I'm not good enough, it's like a movie in our own heads, right? So they're believing that story. I think you talk about that actually a lot in your book Rewired, about changing the patterns and the perceptions that we have can help us sort of rewire our brains. There's a lot of studies being done with hypnosis and functional MRI. So they're really looking at brain activity, and there's actually a change in brain activity. So we kind of can see this happening naturally, you know, when we're lost in thought and we're driving on the freeway and we miss our exit, you know, and it's the exit to get home.
Right.
And it's like, you know, we're sort of in this zone, right? And so we do that naturally all the time in our lives, so we may as well choose a story that we like, right?
Exactly. Oh, those are, first of all, that's great examples of the everyday kind of hypnotic mode that we can all of a sudden enter. And I really love that you say that we could change our stories, because that is one of my greatest beliefs. And how do people, when they come to you for help, you know, so they're coming to, you know, you for professional help and like, let's say quitting smoking or, you know, just increasing, you know, positive self-talk, how can you begin to shift the way they view themselves and change their dialogue?
Well, first of all, the way that I like to work, you know, my undergraduate training was actually as a designer. So I tend to really think sort of a little outside of the box and in a very individual way. I think we're all right. individuals and we all have our own stories. And it's totally. Really not just what we say, but how we say it. Mm-hmm. And so I really listen to the person's language so that I'm adapting myself to work with the person as opposed to asking somebody to believe my story. I need to so I think when people are trying to change something in their lives, even if they take the time to listen to really what they're saying and how they're saying it, you know, people can journal, people can have a dialogue with somebody that they trust, even if that's a friend or a family member or a counselor, and really try to get insights as to what are the repeating words that we use? How are we speaking to ourselves? Mm-hmm. We can sort of mm-hmm. start from there. So when I'm working with somebody, I listen to their story and I listen to the way that they're telling their story, not just what the sort of the story is. And then I kind of help them to maybe see sort of the subtleties. You know, I had a friend once, for instance, and I had been going through a rough time and I was telling him that I was sort of like really overloaded. And I was like, I just really need some quiet downtime to really think about these things. And I just really want to have like this break so that I can process everything. And he said to me, well, listen to how much pressure there is and I want and I need. He mm-hmm. said, you know, what about if you changed it to, it would be nice if I had a little more time, which sort of implies this ease and this sense of like, I'm actually okay. But, you know, there's I'm setting an intention that I'd like to change things. And that's actually hypnotic language. You know, this kind of thing, I think I really like it to, when I work with people, I tend to like to show them what hypnosis really is. So maybe I would do like a sort of much more objective hypnosis the first time I see someone, where I might do something like relax them and their arm levitates or something like that. And that can really show them what hypnosis is, and that's very empowering.
And take away any of the fears or any of the stigma that sometimes hypnosis has had you know, in our media. Because a lot of people are like, oh my God, I don't want to lose control. And, you know, it's just going to put me under. I mean, not you, but I've had clients that, you know, have all these, you know, kind of images of what hypnosis is. And I know from firsthand experience that it's quite the opposite and quite a healing process. So.
Yeah, it's very empowering and it's not brainwashing. It's not, you know, people don't lose control. In fact, it's really about gaining more control and having being more in the driver's seat of your own life and the stories you tell yourself and having, you know, sometimes we're in difficult situations, but we have a choice about our perceptions of those and how it affects us. And so I find that hypnosis is extremely helpful in helping people to understand how to make those choices.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I'm so happy that you're out there doing this work and helping people get through all of their health issues and just daily, you know, daily things that come up in their life. So Dr. Diane, we can find you at drdiane.com, correct?
For your website? And it's drdyan.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm off the page with a lot of resources and I'm on Twitter as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for all this insightful, wonderful information. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us and stay well.